This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel has come to the rescue of a besieged Syrian aid organization. Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
The Israeli army evacuated some 800 civilians from Syria, most of them members of the White Helmet Civil Defense Group and their families. The military said their lives were endangered by advancing forces loyal to Syrian President Bashar Assad, who sees the White Helmets as collaborators with Syrian rebels. Israeli Cabinet Minister Tzachi Hanegbi described the rescue as a humanitarian gesture to the Syrian people and the international community. The operation was organized by the U.S., Britain, and Canada. They see the White Helmets as heroes.
Robert Berger reporting for VOA. And General Vincent Brooks, the commander of U.S. forces in Korea, has called North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's men of his word, while backing up assertions by other key officials that talks with Pyongyang are making progress. U.S. President Trump and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have repeatedly expressed optimism about the ongoing talks with North Korea. However, Pompeo has expressed concerns about North Korea receiving shipments of petroleum, and he expressed those issues with the U.N.
The countries at the Security Council are united on the need for final, fully verified denuclearization of North Korea, as agreed to by Chairman Kim. Strict enforcement of sanctions is critical to our achieving this goal.
Meantime, Russia and China moved to block a U.S. request of the U.N. to ban further fuel shipments to Pyongyang and a bid to cut off revenue to its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Afghanistan hosted a new round of ongoing wide-ranging discussions with Pakistan Sunday in an effort to build mutual confidence and work together to bring an end to the Afghan conflict. The Kabul meeting took place under a framework agreement of bilateral engagement called the Afghanistan-Pakistan Action Plan for Peace and Solidarity. The process seeks enhanced military cooperation, intelligence sharing to jointly fight regional terrorism and promote Afghan peace and reconciliation efforts. Police in Pakistan say a suicide bombing in the country's northwest has killed the driver of an election candidate while wounding the candidate and three other people. It is the latest violence ahead of Wednesday's elections. No word right now on who's responsible. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have an issue with U.S. President Trump's claim in a tweet that newly released documents relating to the wiretapping of his one-time campaign advisor Carter Page confirm with little doubt that intelligence agencies misled the courts that approved the warrant. More from AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff said the documents lay out in detail just why the FBI was so concerned that Carter Page might be acting as an agent of a foreign power.
The dumping of these documents with George Papadopoulos, that Carter Page had in fact been a target of Russian intelligence in the past, that Carter Page had gone to Russia during the campaign.
And Republican Senator Marco Rubio also broke with Trump, saying he didn't think the FBI did anything wrong in obtaining warrants against Page.
They were looking into this one individual, but an individual the campaign themselves said was not a big part of their efforts. Therefore, I wouldn't consider that spying on a campaign.
Rubio appeared on CBS's Face the Nation while Schiff was on ABC's This Week. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Scientists in Australia seem to have made a breakthrough in detecting melanoma in its early stages. Currently, skin examinations and biopsies are the most effective way to detect melanoma. But as VOA's Phil Mercer explains, a blood test developed by university researchers in Western Australia could help increase a patient's chances of survival.
Professor Mel Zeiman is the head of the Edith Cowan University Melanoma Research Group.
We're hoping that it will reduce the number of people that get metastatic disease, because that's where it becomes tricky. If a thin melanoma is identified early and it's removed, you have a 98 to 99% chance of 5 to 10-year survival. So that's what we're hoping to achieve, is that people will feel more comfortable going for skin checks. So it will just up the number of people that are aware and able to get their melanoma identified earlier.
Malignant melanoma is the most serious form of skin cancer. It's mainly caused by exposure to UV radiation.
Phil Mercer for VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.